dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotch escapes. And on the first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of the most unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40! Big ground! 15, 10, 5,
have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is. Get that way. And the kick is. Good! Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out because somebody's out.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Ndamukong Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
is next week. This week is Kansas State Week. And we welcome you to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And coming up at about a quarter past the hour, or less than 10 minutes, about 10 minutes from now, we'll be joined by the head football coach at Kansas State, Bill Snyder, will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Then we're going to preview the opponent for the Hastings College Broncos, Kent Kessinger, the head coach at Ottawa University in Ottawa, Kansas, located just south of Lawrence. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We've got our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. We're starting to wind down. There's not a lot of slots left. We've got three gentlemen in the finals. We'll take ladies. You know, you can pick the phone up.
We're not afraid.
You can call. Well, I think they are. They're afraid. And Daddy's picks are coming up. But let's start the program with two disappointments.
Two?
Yeah, two disappointments. One, Colorado had the chance again last night to pull off a big upset and let it get away from them when Zach Robinson didn't start, and then Oklahoma State's backup goes 0-for-9 in the first half, and Colorado has an 11-point lead in this football game and has the ball at the end, but Oklahoma State finds a way to win this football game 31-28 over Colorado and Dan Hawkins, and now they get ready. It's going to be kind of scary for Nebraska. I guess it just depends what the team wants to do, but they are no chance to go to a bowl game, and they've got those extra day, couple of days now to prepare for Nebraska. That game in Boulder next Friday. So Nebraska at Colorado, it'll be Colorado's finale, and Nebraska may have already clinched the Big 12 with virtually really not a lot to play for against Colorado, except Bo Pelini should have them always in the right direction. But Kansas State is up first. Okay, so there's disappointment number one. Your thoughts?
Well, it stung. I was a little disappointed right at the start of the third quarter because I thought Cody Hawkins would come back after getting a chance and doing good things before the half. But quarterback stayed in there, did what he had to do, put them in position. I don't understand running backs towards the end of the game. You don't think they're going to try and strip the ball? I just don't understand how you go in. Yeah, you go into a pile. And how the ball gets ripped out of your arms. Secure the thing and get on the ground. You weren't fighting for extra yardage. There were four guys there. The guy comes from behind, rips the ball out. You know, get on the ground, secure the football, let's go. The game was over after that. That was the most disappointing thing to me because they were moving the ball again. I think what an opportunity to score after that, but...
So you've never fumbled and you've never missed a shot by 2 feet?
No, never.
Okay. Well, just add it to the list.
Well, but I was a gamer. Some of these people aren't.
The second disappointing thing, and this is more disappointing, the way the UNK volleyball season comes crashing to an end. Tony, at the beginning of the year, we were talking about this team having a chance to host the national tournament and be in position to win a national championship. They get swept out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Explain.
I cannot explain how you go from playing like they did against Wayne State the first two sets to what happened the last three sets in Kearney in the RMAC tournament and then what happened yesterday. Yesterday wasn't even close. It wasn't like you battled them to 23-25 and you know what? They made a couple great saves and got the ball down on you. It wasn't like that. They were handled yesterday.
And when you read some of Coach Squire's comments that they were still devastated, they had to move some kids around for injuries and things weren't clicking, and still.
Well, that's pretty apparent that something was off kilter. Now, what happens with a bunch of 20-year-old girls? Lord knows people pay a lot of money to figure that out. I don't know. I don't understand it. I certainly don't have the knowledge to understand it. So something weird happened.
And, Tony, I guess this is where somebody emails us or somebody calls us, well, it was still a great season. Was it? Was it?
What'd you end up?
Minnesota Duluth yesterday came in 22-8, picked up the win. Wayne State still playing. Metro State still playing. Minnesota Duluth still playing. Was it a great season? No, it was not. They were the RMAC regular season champions, period. And this is not a bash because they're great. This is more of a what happened at the end type of question. I mean, there were such high expectations and not RMAC tournament champions. don't host the regional, which they wouldn't have because Concordia St. Paul went all the way. They don't even win a game in the NCAA tournament when they, you know, the feeling was going in, they were just hoping to get that first win. There was no thoughts about, well, we're going to gun for Concordia St. Paul's in the Sweet 16 in the regional finals. There was no talk of that. At least not in the last 2 weeks there wasn't.
How can something happen between sets 2 and 3? That's what I don't understand. You're up 2-0.
Something in the locker room?
I don't know. I really don't know. You're up 2-0. You're going on to win an RMAC title. You're at home. You've got your crowd. Everything going for you. And then 3 in a row?
You weren't giving one of your inspirational speeches in the locker room there, were you?
I didn't do the one heartbeat thing. Maybe that was it.
Dead Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dead Popper, have them take a look at your vehicle and get it ready to go. Get those pesky little dents out before winter really sets in. Let's go to Brent, who says, "Hey, you slackers. The North title is in our hands, and only we can fumble it away. I really like our chances against K-State. I believe we're the best of the worst of the Big 12. If, and that is what if, the last 50 seconds against Virginia Tech and 8 turnovers in the Iowa State game were different. We would certainly be in the top 10, and people would actually give us a chance against Texas."
Well, yeah, what if?
Brent, what if? What if Landry Jones didn't throw 5 picks, 3 of them right into the hands of Matt O'Handler, and Oklahoma beat us? We wouldn't even be in a position to win the Big 12 title yet. What if, what if, what if? I will say this to the naysayers. We don't have the problems Colorado has. I think Dan Hawkins is Bill Callahan in a different skin. He has torn the Buffaloes apart. I swear this guy is on crack. The radio stations here, because he's in Colorado, bash him more than they bash the Huskers, and they have bashed us all season. Next week is going to be awesome. Have a great Turkey Day and know that at least one guy in red will get the hell beat out of him next Friday. Sometimes a beating feels real good. By the way, my boy Favre is looking good. Super Bowl bound? Maybe not, but you have to admit it. He's having one heck of a season.
Well,
thoughts from Brent.
No doubt there about Favre. I think he's taking this team. And now that all of a sudden they give Childress an extension through 2013.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? In the next 3 years, your quarterback's going to be Tarvarius Jackson. I know, Riz, you just threw up in your mouth. Calm down.
Let's go. You could have Demarcus Russell. Let's go to Aaron and Kearney. This is one we got, I think, yesterday sometime here. He goes, "So now the Huskers have this 22 package. What in the hell took so long for a Division I offensive coordinator to realize that when we line up with 2 tight ends and a fullback and an eye back and 1 wide receiver that we're going to be able to run the ball? I like this formation and hope we do not stray from it if it doesn't work for the 1 or 2 plays. We have to stick with it for a while and then hit them with the play action. The only thing I don't like about this formation is the fact that Niles Paul is on the field. He's not good, period." Well, Aaron, you're wrong. Niles Paul is good, and you're not a coach, apparently. Also, Aaron goes, "The arrogance of Major League Baseball, mostly because of Mr. Selig, amazes me every damn year. They sit in their offices and actually ask themselves, how can we make people talk about our sports some more? Because 7 months isn't long enough. While I am one of the biggest baseball fans out there, because I take opening day off of work every year, I do not understand the reason they wait to hand out the awards until 10 to 14 days after the World Series. And then they don't hand them out on the same day. They spread it out. Being a Royals fan, I could not be happier for the American League Cy Young winner Zach Greinke. Say it again, because it sounds awesome. American League Cy Young Award winner Zach Greinke. Aaron and Kearney, go Huskers, Royals, and Packers."
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at.
Now, Cy Edition, Cy Edition, Cy Edition.
First ever individual peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Very, very nice. You know what? You look at Zach Greinke's numbers. I had him wrote down here on a pad. The thing that's astonishing to me is I believe he had eight games where they scored one run or less. And the 9 non-decisions he got, they scored 1.3 runs or something. I mean, this guy's record could have been, with a little bit of run support, this guy's record could have been something like we're talking 26, 27, and whatever.
And by the way, Skip, what's his name again?
Bayless.
Skip Bayless. Did you see his rant? He's totally against Zach Greinke. But he never had the pressure. He wasn't pitching for a pennant. And the counterpoint, I can't remember who was on that day. I think it was the guy that from that does the basketball magazine.
I know you're talking about the short guy.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
He goes, yeah, he did. He knew if he gave up two runs, they were probably going to lose. Bayless, you are totally 100% wrong. And sometimes I think he just does it to be wrong.
Is it Scoop Jackson? Is that right?
Yeah, there you go.
Scoop.
Great tan, though, Skip. I'll give you that.
Jordan and Carney says, hey, Doug and Daddy, who's ready to see the Huskers get a Big 12 North title?
Oh, I am.
And what happened with the UNK volleyball team? This was the year we could have made it all the way. But something had to have happened for these girls to just completely lose handle on their season. And, yeah, this is not a successful season, Doug. Expectations are way too high for us to lose like that. Jordan and Carney. The pain, the hurt is there with Loper fans. And hopefully that does not start a trend for Minnesota Duluth victories, because we've got them in basketball and obviously football. And speaking of football, Bill Snyder, the head football coach at Kansas State, joins us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It's another great college football doubleheader this Saturday right here on ESPN Radio.
This Saturday, live from Lubbock, Texas, the Red Raiders of Texas Tech will host the Oklahoma Sooners as they try to get the win at home. Head coach Mike Leach of Texas Tech and Bob Stoops of Oklahoma will be playing this game like a chess match on the field. Hear all the hard hits and big plays right here. This Saturday, it's a Big 12 showdown as Oklahoma takes on Texas Tech on the Sports USA Radio Network.
The Sooners and Red Raiders at 11:30, Oregon and Arizona at 6:30, Saturday on ESPN.
Sunny skies continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay clear tonight with a low of 26 with a light south wind up to 57 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Tony, Kansas State getting ready to take on Nebraska. Really weird circumstances. Nebraska wins. They're the Big 12 North champion. Kansas State kind of needs a win to keep their season going.
Well, they're probably going to be the Big 12 champions. What's the right scenario going? And not many people saw that coming, but the head coach, Bill Snyder, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time and welcome once again.
Well, thank you very much.
Coach, I got to ask you, as we saw you at Big 12 Media Days, more of the questions were about you than about the team. Has that changed now as your team has played a lot better than some people thought throughout the season?
Well, unfortunately, no. More people ask questions about, you know, why in the devil I'm doing this as opposed to, you know, what it's really all about, which is young guys that play the game.
Coach, I want to start with Brandon Banks, your playmaker. Not a real big guy at all, but sure finds a way to get the ball in his hands and make things happen with it.
Well, he's he's a guy that can run extremely well and has some athletic ability to go along with it, not just a, as they say, a track guy playing football, but if you can get the ball in his hands and with a little bit of space, then it's a plus.
Bill Snyder, the head football coach at Kansas State, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, a lot of people are talking about how your team is different now than what we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year, from personnel, changes at quarterback, some other changes. What's been the most significant change in your eyes?
Oh, you mean nationwide? Or
as far as personnel-wise for your football team, the changes that really kind of got you going in the right direction.
Well, I don't know that we've had all that that much change. If the guy's playing well, then we're going to give him an opportunity. And if he's, if he's not, then somebody else will probably aspire to that level. But I don't know that there's any, any personnel, significant personnel changes that that we have made. Basically, the same guys that started the season are playing for us right now.
Coach, when Ron Prince's last year, he had 18 junior college kids come in. Did that make the transformation easier for you, having some juniors and seniors able to help this team?
Well, our problem is, this isn't about this year. This is all about, the future and the foundation for Kansas State football. And what we're finding is that we're quite top heavy, and we're going to, we've got a lot of juniors and seniors that the vast majority of our football team are in those two classes, and so consequently there'll be there's going to be a void in there, and every program needs to have balance from class to class to class, and it's going to take us a little bit of time to build that, I think.
Kansas State football coach Bill Snyder is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, right now you have the Big 12's leading rusher in Daniel Thomas, and Kansas was kind of the first football team that ran the ball somewhat effectively against this Nebraska defense last week. What kind of game are you looking for this Saturday from him and your running game in particular?
Well, we'll try the best we possibly can. Daniel will certainly do the same thing. Daniel's a very fine young player. Has good capabilities, good movement. He's got good size to go along with it. He runs reasonably well. He's kind of a fluid guy, picks his way, well. He's, gets a little bit better, I think, week in and week out, and stays on his feet quite well, too. I mean, he's not a fullback type runner, but he is a physical enough runner that he can stay on his feet, and it takes more than an arm tackle normally to bring him down.
Coach, he was a quarterback, correct? And then you transformed him into a running back. How'd that work?
Well, he's a little bit of everything. He played as a quarterback, played as a running back a little bit, played as a wide receiver. They, different places that he's been, had him in different places. And I told him if he wanted to be a quarterback, he'd be a quarterback, and thought maybe being a running back was a little bit better for him, and so that's where we got him. And it's good to have a quarterback there because he's got the capability to throw the ball. He's thrown a few passes for us, and so he can he can do what we've done for years, but what people call the wildcat deal. So he can jump back there and handle that as well, and we can jump him out and use him as a receiver. He has good hands, so he's a pretty complete player.
Coach, I want to ask you about a former player of yours and Derek Meyer, somebody from our listening area that I know has great respect for you, and you recruited him, you brought him to K-State. I'm sure if you would have still been around, Derek would still be in your program. He's wearing the different colors. Will you make it a point Saturday to search Derek out and have a moment with him?
I really hope to get to see Derek. Derek is a wonderful young man, and come from a great family, but he was I just enjoyed him so much, did all the things the way you're supposed to do it, was a good student and an extremely good person as well, and I hope he and I get a chance to visit for a bit.
Bill Snyder with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they head to Lincoln to take on the Huskers Saturday. Coach, another Nebraska kid is your kicker, Josh Cherry. Just coming in, he's a new kid that you had to acquaint yourself with. Maybe a little heads up on how he's doing.
Well, he's really doing quite well. I think he's leading the conference right now as far as field goals are concerned, and he got started off with a rough start. But he's, in the past, during the conference season anyway, for the most part, he's hit the ball quite well. He's been better at field goals than he has at extra points, really. I mean, a couple of misses, a couple of blocks, really, as far as field or extra points were concerned. But he's been, of late, has been very, very consistent with his field goals.
Coach, when I knew we were going to talk to you on the show, I wanted to ask you about how what goes on at Kansas affects what goes on at Kansas State. And now in just the last couple of days, that question is a whole lot different with what's going on with Coach Mangino. But I'd still like to ask you whether he's there next year or not. How does that affect what goes on at Kansas State? What is going on at Kansas?
Well, I don't really know what's going on at Kansas, and so, as far as I'm concerned, it has no impact on what takes place at Kansas State. And we've always tried to be within ourselves, as people say. We can only control what we can control, and that's, here within the confines of our program. And I don't think that's ever changed, at least in the period of time that I've been here.
Coach, I want to ask you, you made the decision to come back towards the end of the first year. How much fun are you having as a football coach?
Well, I don't know that I've looked at it as, whether you're having fun or not. If you've been in athletics, if you're being successful, then you're having some fun. And if you're not successful, you're probably not having any fun.
True.
If you're not winning and you're having fun, you've got the best job in the world, but you probably won't have it very long. I don't think about things that way. It's not a matter of having fun or not having fun. It's just a matter of trying to get things in place, and try to help the program, redevelop a foundation, and so I can go back and enjoy my grandkids.
Coach, last question before we let you go. Does the team need to win Saturday to make this a successful season, or how do you view Saturday's final regular season game?
Well, we would certainly love to win the ball game and like to win the ball game, and it would mean something to our program. But as I indicated, this is a long-term thing. When I say long-term, I'm talking about longer than 1 year. It's going to take some time to put the foundation together and try to get things, where it needs to be so we can make a smooth transition. And it's just building blocks. And that's, a block that either we can lay on the foundation or we don't. But win the ball game and it doesn't put us where we want to be. Lose the ball game, it's certainly not going to put us where we want to be. This is a long-term process. It's going to take some time.
He's the head football coach at Kansas State. Bill Snyder joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we always appreciate you giving us some time during your busy schedule, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday in Lincoln.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Coach Bill Snyder joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kansas State taking on Nebraska. Our prediction will be coming up in the last segment of the show as we do our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, and Daddy gives us his selections. But you got something. I mean, you're shifting over there. You're moving. You're twitching. What's going on?
Well, I just go back to...
You need some ointment?
I don't know. No, I don't need any ointment. I just go back to the question I asked him about. But basically what I wanted out of him, are you enjoying coming back at age 71 to do this and to put in all this the work that's required? I'm not sure. I think he answered that pretty good. Fun and Bill Snyder, you don't think of fun and Bill Snyder really going together. It's not one of those things that go hand in hand. He's never really had a ball, I don't think.
You know what is fun?
Oh, I do.
Thanksgiving! Tailgating! Both!
Okay, you can reserve your fresh turkey for Thanksgiving today. There's a limited supply left. Smoked turkey, smoked boneless turkey.
Oh, hold on.
Breasts.
Smoked turkey?
Yeah.
Did you say smoked turkey?
Gobble, gobble! Bone-in, boneless hams, all made Troutman's maple sugar and brown sugar sauce and smoked in hickory hardwood blend. Ham loaf for ham balls, USDA Angus prime rib waiting for you. cut to your satisfaction and whatever.
Hold on. Handballs, is that like mountain oysters or what do we got going on over there?
It's different. It's
but
different.
Yet the same?
It's different, but way it's kind of the same, but way different. USDA certified Angus beef. Hey, these steaks have been aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. All fresh out of the smokehouse, cranberry brat, bratwurst, Italian sausage, plus the Green Mountain Grill is waiting for you. Stop in. The street's now open in front of Troutman's. Easy access from both directions. Stop in and see T-Bone. Stop in and see Kerry. Stop in and see the gang. Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, Christmas, Thanksgiving coming up. Reserve your meat and cheese trays today. They've got them for you. Troutman's Quality Meat, a girl's best friend.
Coming up, our football talk continues as we catch up with Kent Kessinger, the head football coach at Ottawa University in Kansas. They'll be hosting the NAIA first-round playoff game with Hastings College tomorrow. It's next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Time to say goodbye to your old pants at the Hager Trade-In Trade-Up event at JCPenney. Bring an old pair of pants for charity this Friday or Saturday only to any JCPenney store and get a new pair of Hager casual or dress pants for as low as $19.99. That's $40 off the regular price. It's the perfect time to give back and get big savings on great new looks. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get it, find it, and get going. For more information, go to jcp.com and see our entire Hager collection. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Offer ends November 21st.
Here's some cold logic about hot water. When the whole family's showering in the morning, a regular tank water heater can't keep up. And when that pleasant stream of hot water runs out, a river of accusations and name-calling will follow. So why not get a Rinnai tankless water heater? It's Energy Star qualified, and you get all the hot water you need while saving up to 40% on your energy bill. Rinnai tankless water heaters. They make continuous hot water and a whole lot of sense. See them online at rinnai.us.
They're down to two in each class in the state high school football finals. Come your way Monday and Tuesday right here on ESPN Radio. Coming up on Monday, starting at 10:15, Hayes Center takes on Humphrey St. Francis. Then at 2:45, it's Howells against Kiltner. And at 7:15, Millard South battles Millard West. On Tuesday, we start at 10:15 a.m. with Hardington Cedar Catholic against Ponca. Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia at 2:45. And Aurora Omaha Scut Tuesday at 7:15. The state football finals on ESPN.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sunny skies continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay clear tonight with a low of 26 with a light south wind up to 57 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us on this Friday as we continue football talk. And that's kind of where we're at right now with the state football playoffs coming up on Monday and Tuesday. All six games here on ESPN Radio. Daddy, they're just going to have to join us for the D2 football final Monday to see how your picks come out.
We'll let them know. I feel good, though. I feel good, and I owe it. I owe it to my friend Trent Hall, motor oil company there in Campbell.
Okay.
Came out and talked to me yesterday. He really needs a solid week out of me.
So all six championships next Monday and Tuesday here on ESPN Radio. Colorado coach Dan Hawkins among our guests on next Wednesday's show. But right now we're pleased to be joined by the head football coach at Ottawa University in Kansas as they get ready to welcome in the Hastings College Broncos. Kent Kessinger joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing real good. And I guess before we start talking a lot about this football game, people are interested in, I guess, learning a little bit about the coach, his background, his knowledge. You've kind of been a Midwesterner for a long, long time, taking this job out of Augustana, and you've been down there since 2004. I guess you might be familiar with what Hastings College and some of the schools around here do.
Definitely. I grew up in the Midwest. My dad was a college coach for about 36 years. So we've been here either South Dakota, Minnesota, or Kansas pretty much all my life.
You came from this same conference. So you graduated from Bethany. How much has the conference changed when you were playing?
I think the conference is actually getting back to the strength that it was when during the 90s, early 80s and 90s and that sort of thing. And it did change quite a bit. I think we're still pretty much balanced between the run and the pass teams, but there's been kind of an influx of a whole lot better athletes, I think, in the last 3 years here in this conference. So it's made week in and week out definitely a challenge.
It seemed to me by reading your bio, you are more of a defensive-minded guy, but boy, by the offense you're putting up, what's your specialty?
Oh, I'm definitely an offensive guy. Played offensive line in college and been around, three or four really good offensive minds, when I was, doing my graduate work all the way through being an assistant coach and an offensive coordinator. So I'm more of an offensive guy. That's not a mistake people make around here. I hire real good defensive guys to handle that side of the ball, that's for sure.
Kent Kessinger joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the head football coach at Ottawa. And I guess no matter what the level of football at, when there's a new coach or a coaching change taking over a program that you want to get turned in the right direction, sometimes it takes a while to get your own kids in there. 3-7, 5-5, then the third season in, 1-9. But since then, they have turned things around. They picked up three more wins after that, went 8-2 last year, and now you're unbeaten. I guess you always want to have great success, but this would seem like the way most programs rebuild.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of rebuilding. They had won the conference championship the year before I'd gotten here, but we had a lot of issues with academics and that sort of thing, and actually out of our 89-man roster, we really only had 36 guys, and half of them needed summer school to get eligible. So the first year was a little difficult, and then it was starting the process of getting the right kids here that fit our university, but more importantly also fit our scheme both offensively and defensively. We'd gone to a 34 front. We wanted to be able to build speed within our defense, and then offensively to be able to get a quarterback and a receiving group to be able to balance off the run and to be able to pitch it around a little bit. That took a little bit of a lot of time, actually, and we were able to get some pretty good guys here in the last couple of years that really made the turnaround happen a little quicker.
Ken, when you look at the offense in which Hastings runs, and well, a lot of the people in that conference run, it's power football. It's straight at you. It's a running game. Much, much different than what you guys run. They couldn't really be more different, could they?
No, I think that we're probably opposite ends of the spectrum. It kind of reminds me of back when I was in South Dakota and Minnesota in the North Central Conference when that was still going on, and they remind me a lot of the scheme that a North Dakota or a North Dakota State would have run. Whereas we're a little bit more wide open when it comes to that. The thing that I noticed is they've got great size and their offensive defensive line and are able to get those guys from Nebraska and in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa they grow them a little bit bigger for some reason up there.
We're talking with Kent Kessinger, head football coach at Ottawa. Daddy, number one in pass offense per game in the NAIA, number one in division one NAIA in sacks, in total sacks, in total pass offense, second in total offense per game, and it's led by Ethan Haller at 397 yards per ball game through the air. Coach, where'd you find this kid, and what made him so darn good?
Well, actually, he's kind of a really good story because he had bounced around to a couple of junior colleges out in California before finding his niche at Santa Ana College, and he was actually a backup. His the guy that he'd backed up was is at I think Montana State right now as one of their quarterbacks. And really, I had one film on Ethan, and it was a half in which they were down like 49-0 at halftime, so Ethan was getting some reps, and I think I watched him throw the ball about 15-16 times, and I saw a little bit of what we needed to have, and we needed a quarterback, and I didn't know that I was going to get as many intangibles as I got with him. He's a fantastic leader. They call him the general around here. He's extremely Californian, and he's more laid back. He's almost reclined at times. And that really, things don't really bother him too much when we get into the game, and that's fantastic for our quarterback position.
How does a kid like that fit in off the field right away when he gets to Ottawa, Kansas?
Well, it took a little bit of time, and he was really quiet when he first got here, and I was kind of concerned because I always like to have my vocal leader come from my quarterback and on defense from one of my linebackers, and, you know, he was awfully quiet, but he was just kind of, you know, taking everything in, and really after the spring and in the summer and the next fall last year in 2008, he really took charge, and it was a change, you know, that it doesn't get as cold there in California as it does around here, and I just kept on reminding the guys it gets a lot colder the further north you go. So, it was something that took a little bit of time, but, man, he just took this team in his hands and really has done a great job leading them.
I guess if you're Coach Murkowitz, Doug, you probably don't want to let that kid stand around 5, 6, 7 seconds back.
No, there. that would be a bad, bad idea.
If we could get that, that'd be fantastic.
Coach, just because you're unbeaten and Hastings College has two losses, I just want to get your overall thoughts maybe on this matchup being a little tighter than it might appear on paper, being your number one in the offense, but both of Hastings' losses were to two teams ranked in the top five in the country. Talk about the level of competition you see maybe as to the level of competition they have seen.
Well, I'd say that there's a lot of similarities between us and Hastings and the type of people that we have played. First of all, I'll say that, you know, their two losses were against two outstanding football teams. And that is something I definitely took a pretty good look at. I think they're a fantastic football team. And really, if you're one of 16 teams still playing in the NAI right now, you're pretty good. I see this to be a great matchup. You know, it's a KCAC GPAC matchup, and I think it's going to be a fantastic game for the people to come and watch. I think that, you know, as I look at their strengths on defense, they got a couple linebackers that can absolutely run and they will hit you. And you'll remember it for about 2 or 3 weeks for sure. And then offensively, I mean, boy, that Maurice Mansfield, oh my gosh, he's a fantastic player. We're going to have to get our GPS out to find out where he is in every play, but he is fantastic. And so I see their competition level being, you know, extremely high. I think what helped us is playing a team like McKendree University at the beginning of the year, to be able to see a physical team like they had, and then it's kind of helped us out through our whole season.
And Coach, you kind of stole, I guess, my last question, which I was going to combine with, even though you're unbeaten, this is new territory for your kids making a playoff, hosting a playoff game here. Any concerns with the newness of this whole thing?
You know, they're always, I mean, every week I have concerns, you know, when I go into the game. I'm probably the most nervous of all our players. We got the loosest group of guys that I've ever been around, and that usually, until I got used to it last year, that was a concern with me. But, you know, what I see is that these guys have really taken on a persona of taking one game at a time. And we knew going into last week, we considered our friend's university game our first playoff game. If we don't win that game, we're not in. We played McKendree at the beginning of the year in a playoff, you know, type of an atmosphere. So I think that those are things that we draw upon, you know, to be able to use in this game. And, you know, the things that will be different is all the activities that go along beforehand, you know, with the shaking of the hands and all that other stuff that's a little different from from what everybody does during the regular season. But I guess once we kick off the ball, it's, you know, 60 minutes between the white lines, and I think that the guys will come out ready to play.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate a guarantee here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Would you like to do that?
Guarantee? I guarantee it's going to be a great game, and as many people come out, we'll be definitely they'll be happy they came and watched two outstanding football games. There's a guarantee.
Well, Mike will be on hand with the crew in Ottawa, Kansas tomorrow. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock. And catch it all on 1230 AM KHAS and the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com. Kent, thanks so much for the time, and we look forward to an outstanding game tomorrow. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, and I just wish to all the people that are traveling down from Hastings safe travel.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Kent Kessinger, head football coach at Ottawa.
Seemed like a nice guy.
You know what? I'm going to say I've been making most of the picks in our Doug and Daddy Hastings trip. This week you made them all, and you picked Ottawa. But this isn't to throw you under the bus. I agreed. Let me finish the story. You know what? The biggest thing that concerned me was 400 passing yards per ball game, and Hastings not being able to run the ball all that effectively. But Coach Merck told us, you know what? They don't stop the pass very effectively. So if Troy Huber can have a good day, probably a lot of short passes, if Mansfield can hit a couple of big ones, all of a sudden after this interview, I feel a little bit better. I think the competition was tougher for Hastings. I think this could be a heck of a football game. Speaking of football, it's time for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, 800-455-ESPN. That's 888, I should say. If you dial 800, I don't know what you get. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What are we doing today, Derek?
I don't know. You want to just take a caller?
Oh, what's the Buffalo Bills record?
You're asking me?
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, it's not.
We don't want that.
Yeah, it's 3-5.
Caller
three
number
six?
3-6, yes. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, they lost another one.
Well, let's take caller number 9.
41-17.
3 plus 6 is 9.
Wow, you're a genius. Caller 9, you get a shot. If you've not already went against us in Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, call now. We'll be right back.
At USAA Bank, we stand by some core beliefs. We believe it's your money, and it should be treated that way, and that you shouldn't have to pay to use it. That's why we offer free ATMs nationwide, free debit card rewards, and free checks. We can save you up to $600 a year. And because we think bank hours should conform to your schedule, we offer free USAA web bill pay, mobile banking, and deposit at home, allowing you to deposit checks by scanning them whenever you want. At USAA, we believe when it comes to your money, business as usual is no way to do business at all. Better banking begins now. Visit usaabanking.com and start saving up to $600 a year with a free checking account. usaabanking.com. Availability restrictions apply. You must qualify for USAA deposit at home. Credit approval required. USAA does not charge a fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM usage fees each month. USAA Federal Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners. Vidalki Heating and Air.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259
where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunny skies continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then stay clear tonight with a low of 26 with a light south wind up to 57 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
You just never listen.
Doug and Daddy's show.
Jared listens.
Can't wait to see the folks tomorrow at the Gold Banquet getting ready to benefit Charney Catholic. You're going to look good, brother, in your tux. You are going to look good. Probably better than last year. You got the GT going.
Oh, God.
Let's go find out what's going on in football. A chance to, well, already picking up a $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture and various other great items from Midway, from Bonici Brothers, from, oh, man, just so many great
Big O things. Tire.
Yeah, we're just shoving stuff in there. Fanatics, who knows what you're going to get, but you're already a winner, and that's probably it. But he's got a chance. Got a chance for two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. Jared from Shelton is joining us this morning. Jared, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're winding it down. We've got some rivalry games going today. We've got some games that you're just going to scratch your head at, so let's get after it. In that first game, Army at North Texas. Who you got?
Oh, I got to take Army on that one.
Daddy, I'm taking Army.
I will take North Texas.
I saw you already had that wrote down. Purdue at Indiana. And, you know, just for clarity here, we should probably always tell, Shelton, Jared here, what the spread is. Purdue's favored by 3 at Indiana. I'm taking Indiana. Daddy?
I'm going to boil it up.
What do you think, Jared?
Indiana.
Let's go to North Carolina at Boston College. Daddy?
You know what? I love Matt Ryan as a quarterback. He does some great things. I'll take Boston College.
Jared?
BC.
It's a clean sweep. We all take Boston College. Connecticut at Notre Dame. I'll go first. I'm taking the Irish, although Connecticut, you know, it's hard to take the Irish ever, but I'm going to take Notre Dame at home. Daddy?
I'm going to take Connecticut and put the final nail in Charlie Weiss's coffin.
Jared?
I can't stand Notre Dame. Connecticut.
You see, he could be throwing away two recliners because he dislikes Notre Dame. Right there. But we'll see. It's only a 6-7 point favorite. Penn State at Michigan State. Jared, who you got?
Penn State.
Daddy?
Penn State, I've got, the hell you look, Michigan State?
Well, it's the next game on the list.
I've got Michigan State.
I have another one.
Oh, sorry.
I took Penn State. I took Penn State. I can't pick an upset everywhere. Penn State's favored by like 3. LSU at Ole Miss. These were two teams ranked in the preseason top 10. I took Ole Miss. Jared, who you got?
Ole Miss.
Daddy.
Well, I'll make it a clean sweep.
That's kind of surprising. Oklahoma at Texas Tech. You'll be able to hear the game tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio at 11:30. Jared, who you got?
Oklahoma.
Daddy.
I've got Oklahoma. That offense is clicking on all cylinders after they put 65 on A&M.
Let's see. They beat A&M by 55, and A&M beat Tech by 30. Is that right? Wait a minute. Tech beat Nebraska by 21, and we beat Oklahoma. I'm really struggling with this one. I must admit, this is the only one I didn't have circled on my sheet when Jared came on the line. You both took Oklahoma. Is Potts playing for Tech?
Landry Jones is playing for
Oklahoma.
Their
defense just isn't good enough, right? Their defense just isn't good enough. I'm going to take Oklahoma.
We're good enough against our offense.
If I go down the crapper, I'm going to blame this one. Okay, Oregon at Arizona. Everybody wants Arizona to win, but everybody's picking Oregon. I'll take the Quackers. I'll take Oregon. Daddy?
I just like the uniforms. I'll take Oregon.
Jared?
I'm going to go with the Ducks.
All right, clean sweep. Ohio State at Michigan. Daddy?
This is easy. You just got two football teams. One's better than the other one right now, and that's Ohio State.
I'll take Ohio State. Jared?
Yeah, blow out Ohio State.
And the final game, Cal at Stanford. The band's on the field! The band's on the field! Oh, my God, the band's on the field! Who you like? And again, Stanford's favored by 7.5. Jared, your pick.
I'm taking Stanford.
Daddy?
One time at band camp, I'll take Stanford.
I'm taking Cal.
Ooh.
I'm taking Cal. Cal won that game, if you remember. Cal also beat the crap out of Oregon just like Stanford did. I'm taking Cal.
Hey, Jared, the one time at band camp, what instrument did she play?
He's all right. Here we go.
That was a flute.
That was a flute.
Here we go.
That was a flute.
All right.
That's tiebreaker number one. Tiebreaker number two. Kansas State, Nebraska, total points in the game. Daddy and I legitimately have both of ours wrote down. What do you take, Jared?
I'm taking 48.
Oh, wow.
Jared's not going to like this because he fell right in between us, and that was almost impossible. My prediction is 38-9, the exact score that K-State beat Nebraska by when Bo Pelini was the defensive coordinator. So I got 47. Daddy?
You know what? I've got 52 points wrote down. And
I'm saying Nebraska 38, Josh Cherry 9.
Oh.
Jared, hey, congratulations, and maybe some good news coming your way on Monday. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
What happened the last time around? This, again, happened after the ball game, 2003, Bo Pelini, his little side press conference.
Bill Snyder ran up the score on you guys.
Yeah, I did. And I told
start
him
that
why.
Over, start that over. The initial question is, did Bill Snyder run up the score on you guys?
Bill Snyder ran up the score on you guys.
Yeah, I did. And I told him why. I let him know. Just on its way, that's not the way I've gone about things and people, the organizations that I've been in.
What did he say to you, Coach?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Is that classless football in your eyes, doing things like that? I mean,
you guys take it for what you guys have been around a lot of sports. We had a bunch of senior walk-ons in the football game at that point.
Chief Felt, he left some senior.
I'm not talking about it anymore. Okay. You guys saw the game. You make your own deductions. I know I made mine.
If you had the chance to do it all over again, would you say the same thing to him?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was after the 2003 game. Bo's not going to forget this. We've got a ton of emails before we get out of here. And Daddy's selections. You ready for your selections? Let's get to the email while you prepare your selections. This is Greg says, wow, Bill Snyder is about as interesting as listening to paint dry. Not watching, listening. Also, do not bet on... I'm going to save this. Let's see. What do we got? I got two here. Dave says, what is Coach's feelings about the situation at Kansas? Has he over the years seen any of this coming from Mangino? Well, we asked the coach that. Dave says, do not bet on a win this weekend against Kansas State. I'm scared about the Colorado game. Easily, we could go from the penthouse to the outhouse. Any thoughts about losing the next two? And is Colorado's offense that good, or is Okie State's defense that bad? Okie State's defense is that bad. Tony?
I would say all of the above. I really would. I think you look at that defense, there was gaping holes in the middle of it. They couldn't stop it.
Can Colorado run the ball?
They certainly did at times. I don't think they can run the ball against us.
I just think
totally
we don't lose because our defense is just that good.
I don't think we can go to the penthouse, the outhouse in two games. I don't see us losing either one of these games.
Here's one from Greg and Carney. It's Big 12 football, not intramurals. So long, Dad. So long, Dan. I'm glad we got to know you. And then he goes on and says, Mangino abuses players? He may cook them and eat them, but not abuse them. And, Daddy, have you submitted your open book officiating test for the upcoming basketball season? We can't wait to see you on the floor.
Ah. It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals!
And let's go back to Dave, who says, Doug and Daddy, why do you even open and read the emails you get from that guy in Minden? Yeah, Mark from Minden. Never says anything worth mentioning on the air. But maybe if he could give Daddy a couple winners this weekend, then let him back in. Until then, his wisdom is useless to the listeners. Just a thought. By the way, Dave says, I know Mark and wanted to give him a hard time. Thanks, guys. It's time for Daddy's Picks.
Well, I look at the Big Band game, Cal at Stanford. Stanford, by the way, 10-0 against the spread at home. Make that 11-0 minus the 7.5 point. I'll take the Cardinal, and I like what they're doing up there. Watch for Jim Harbaugh's name to come up. Perhaps one of the big coaching jobs out there. Rutgers minus 9 at Syracuse. Yeah, I'm looking for a bad team this week. Well, I found one in Syracuse. 105th in scoring, 113th in scoring defense. Rutgers minus 9. Kent State at Temple. Temple's a pretty good football team, I think. I'm going to lay 13 points. State at Kent's ace. UAB at East Carolina. Another marquee matchup for the weekend. Made some money on UAB. We're just going to continue riding them. We're getting 12.5 points versus the Pirates here. I'll take UAB on the rub. And Connecticut at Notre Dame. Connecticut 7-1 against the spread. They're on a little bit of a run. I'll gobble up their 6 points. It comes down just like every Notre Dame game comes down to the final possession. Somebody sneaks out of there with a 3-point win one way or another. In recapping, the NCAA football game, Stanford, Rutgers, Temple, UAB, and Connecticut are my pick. In the NFL, the Bills at Jacksonville. I just think of the coaching change. Bills going to have trouble getting anything rounded up. I'll take Jacksonville -8, Cincy -10 at Oakland. Well, you know what? I'm mixing it up here. You got a quarterback starting for the first time. Cincy is on the road, and I think this team's been too high for too long. I will take those 10 points, and I'll take the Oakland Raiders. That may shock some people, but why not? And Seattle at Minnesota. Minnesota -10.5. Seahawks 6-17 against the spread as a road non-division dog. Give me Minnesota -10.5 in the NFL. Jacksonville, Oakland, Minnesota.
And, Daddy, with all this college and NFL football, where could you possibly watch it all?
Well, you could go to the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Best place to watch sports in either town. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, there's great food and drink specials every night. Catch all the Husker games on at the Chicken Coop from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football. $2, you call it. You call the drink, they give it to you for $2. It's pretty simple. Come try one of the great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, chicken fried steak sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, so many more.
Chicken tender hoagie?
Oh, it's my favorite. I like the ribs as well. That cheesy corn baked stuff they have, excellent as well.
Go with the trifecta. Make it ribs, wings, and the chicken tender hoagie.
You know what? And some balls of cheese
and
before
some balls
you go.
Of cheese.
There you go. Boom goes the dynamite. Or try the new taste sensation, the Chislix. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Add your choice of side item. These tasty steak tips will be an experience you'll think about all day long. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Get there today. Check them out. Husker game going on 6:45 tomorrow night. ESPN's got it on at the Chicken Coop.
Can I address the Buffalo Bills just for a moment here? They have one of the best secondaries, I think, in football. The stats prove that. They can defend against the pass. The problem is teams have just started running the ball down their throat. You could see it when Tennessee played them last weekend with Chris Johnson just I think he had 120 some yards there, a couple of touchdowns, caught some balls on the flats, took those for big gains as well. So I like your pick, Daddy. I like the Bills losing big, actually, to Jacksonville. They just can't deal with teams that run the ball. Maurice Jones-Drew has a big day. So if you got Maurice Jones-Drew on your fantasy team, I'd say he's a pretty good start this week.
Derek, if you had to do over again and you got the number one pick in your draft, and let's just say it comes down to running backs, and Adrian Peterson's the one that stood out before the year, would you take Chris Brown at Tennessee or would you take Adrian Peterson?
I'd take Adrian Peterson.
AP? Okay.
Yeah, I think that would have been the consensus choice there for number one coming into the season, and with Brett Favre at the helm, I think that even added a little bit of extra value to him. As much as I hate Brett Favre and his wishy-washy nonsense, he's really done some things up there in Minnesota. So,
you know, an interesting fact about last week with Veterans Day and all that went into it, I know the crew from Fox went over to Afghanistan and ESPN went to West Point, and a lot of great things happened. Did you realize last week, for the first time in 4 years, Army, Navy, Air Force all came out victorious? The first time all three of those teams in 4 years. So maybe a little bit of, you know, middle, a little bit of pep in their step, whatever.
But coincidence? I think not.
No, I think it came down to playing some football and getting after it a little bit. But those three teams. Also, here's a little Division II note. People from Kearney, we played West Texas A&M Kingsville in the playoffs a few years back. They got beat in the first round. Kid from Tarleton hit a 64-yard field goal. That got the game into overtime. Wow. Then Tarleton goes for it on two. It's like 59-58 they won. 59-58 Tarleton over knocking Kingsville out of the playoffs. And so found that little note.
You think when a Division II kicker is kicking 63, 64-yard field goals, I bet you Bob Stoops is just you know, punching himself in the face, thinking, that's a Division II kid.
I don't know if he's punching himself in the face, but he's pissed. He's absolutely pissed.
Wow. Wow, really? Is that what you got? Plenty of things going on. Don't forget Tri-City Storm. Are they going to win two this weekend, Derek, playing Team USA?
I think they play the under-18s first. That could be a rough go of it there. But the under-17s they should beat.
And those games can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with Skip Barry, 5:50 pregame. Face-off is set for 6:05. Also, we've got college football going on this weekend and pro football here on ESPN. So we'll be checking that out. There's also basketball. UNK men and women are both up in Minnesota playing today and tomorrow. Hastings men and women will open conference play hosting Sioux Falls tomorrow at 2 and 4 o'clock. I wonder how many people will be at the basketball game. Oh, I guess they'll be there and listening to the football game with Mike Will. Husker men will host TCU tomorrow at 1. The Husker women host Washington State Sunday at 2:05. Hastings wrestling defeated York last night as they were able to pick up the 37-19 dual win. Hastings, UNK, and also the Huskers all sending wrestlers to the Bran Kaufman Open at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And one more thing in hockey, there's going to be a new team next year. Dubuque's back in.
Dubuque coming back. And I think I just misspoke, Doug. The Storm actually playing Lincoln and Omaha this weekend on the road. They're going to have the Team USA's come in, I think.
It's Team USA.
Is it Team USA? See, I'm all confused. I'm confused.
You know, maybe open the door or open a window for some ventilation once in a while.
Me being confused, what else is new, right?
Get out of that 70s show. Come on.
Get out of the van. Get out of the van.
We want to thank Kansas State head football coach Bill Snyder and Ottawa University head football coach Kent Kessinger for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. No show Monday and Tuesday because of the state football finals, but Dan Hawkins among our guests on Wednesday.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.